This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a decision that ended with the deportation of a Colorado man for drug possession. CPR's Paolo Zalceta has more.
3 years ago, Everett Johnson, a citizen of the Bahamas and a permanent resident of the U.S., was deported after a drug conviction. He appealed to the 10th Circuit, which ruled this week that the conviction is not a deportable offense. Johnson's lawyer, Hans Meyer, says the impact of this ruling could be immense.
So the implications of that are that there may be some people who had their green cards taken from them, which turned out to be unlawful. They weren't actually deportable.
Gruber says he will be helping Johnson return home under the new ruling and reunite with his family. I'm Paula Shasta, CPR News.
A statewide survey says Colorado high schoolers are still smoking electronic cigarettes at very high rates. About a quarter in Colorado say they have vaped in the last month. The last time the survey was conducted, Colorado had the highest rate of teen vaping among the states surveyed. 17-year-old Alden Burt, a senior at Gunnison High, says he's not surprised by the findings.
Well, it's pretty jarring. Pretty much everybody I know and hang out with vapes or is addicted to nicotine.
Doctors warn the developing brains of children and teens are particularly vulnerable to nicotine. Potential long-term health impacts include addiction to nicotine and respiratory problems. Teens also report a sharp increase in their use of ultra-potent cannabis products. Denver is done killing geese, at least for the time being.
That is a goal. Not to cull geese. We need to manage incredibly hard to get to that point, though.
After 2 years of geese roundups, animal advocates say the city should only use non-lethal methods, like making its parks a little more, well, foul-proof. CPR Sam Brash has that story in 10 minutes. And there are a few more stories to come before that one. Specifically, NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith speaks with reporter Brian Lowry of the Kansas City Star about the Republican primary in Kansas and a controversial candidate. Then the White House's new suicide prevention plan for veterans includes restricting access to guns. It's politically charged, but experts say it's the most obvious way to help. Those stories are next. It is 74 degrees in Colorado Springs with a chance of severe thunderstorms.